Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday in Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm so excited. There are so many good questions out there. What do you do if you're moving from blue to red to make sure you're welcome?
Should we want people to move from blue to red? Should you take a bribe? Why do people take bribes? How do I like my chicken cooked? Fort Bragg changing its name. And CEI, I will explain what that means. Another explanation on the brands, why they do all the crap they do for Pride Month, and some wins. We're going to have a blast for 3 hours before we check out of here and do the weekend. I want to begin, before I get to questions and stuff, and I'll get to those fairly quickly. I want to begin here with something different. And long-time listeners of the show will understand these basic concepts, but I understand the way the show is growing. There's all kinds of new people, and we have to rehash some things because we always have to make sure we're all boned up on what we're dealing with, what we're seeing, and why we're seeing what we're seeing. Fort Bragg in North Carolina becomes Fort Liberty, dropping the name of Confederate General. That's from CBS News. Braxton Bragg was a general in the Confederacy. Fort Bragg was named after him. Why? Well, let's deal with the why thing really quickly here. There are Confederate monuments and Confederate military base names and things named after the Confederates because we fought a civil war in this nation. Nation divided. Now, for us, because we weren't there, you weren't there, I wasn't there, what is the Civil War? It's old pictures in history books. That's all it is. You could see the pictures. Oh, look at this unit. Look at this cannon. Look at these muskets. Look at this. It's that. But you know what the Civil War was for the people who lived through it? Armageddon. That's what it was. 600,000 Americans. Americans slaughtering each other, shooting each other, stabbing each other. The loss of life in the hospital system from disease and amputations. And it was a war, like all civil wars, fought right here at home, right here in your hometown. It was fought here. The Civil War was unimaginable. After the Civil War was over, how does a nation even begin to come back together again once you've spent the last few years shooting everyone on the other side? That's not a... Look, my family, we've had nights where we won't speak to each other after a rough game of Monopoly. How do you come back together as a nation when you've killed each other? You killed my mom. You killed my brother. You burnt down my church. How do you just meet at center field and shake hands and say, "Hey, let's let it go"? Well, part of that struggle was reaching out a hand, extending a hand to the Confederate side and declaring, "You're no longer my enemy. We're all Americans. Let's get past all this." That's a big reason why you see what you see. Now, let's set that aside and let's deal with the modern era. Why this stuff keeps happening? Well, one, remember, and I lay all this out in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which you can purchase at jessekellybook.com. But the communist, he wants to burn everything down. He wants to destroy everything. That's how his religion works. Part of that is part of the way he does that. Remember the two main tools of the communist? We talked about it a lot lately. One, deception. He has to lie. And two, apathy. He needs your apathy. The communist needs to burn everything down, and he needs you to not care. That's what he needs. He needs you to back off, leave him alone, and let him do it, because he's always outnumbered. Whether it's the Soviet Union or today, the communist is a revolutionary, despicable religion where he is outnumbered. He needs Normie Norm to shut up and stay asleep. So what does the communist do? He wants to burn everything down. Normie Norm doesn't want him to burn everything down. How do I get Normie Norm to allow me to burn everything down? Well, here's how. I need to unmoor Normie Norm from his home. Then he'll let me burn it down. If I showed up at your house, if I showed up at your apartment and I wanted to light it on fire and burn everything down, you would say no. But why do you actually care so much? It's just wood. It's just drywall. It's just paint. It's just 8,000 throw pillows. If you're a woman, it's why won't you just let me burn it down? Because your home is more than wood and drywall and paint. Your home is memories. You are tied to it. You are moored to it. That is that's where you put the Christmas tree every year. Oh, that's where we hung out with the dog. And oh, my family came to town. Do you remember we had that wonderful time? Oh, this is where I bake cookies for my family. This is where we eat breakfast. You have these memories that makes it a home. It makes it more than wood and drywall. But if I can come inside, if I can come inside of your home and I can slowly start removing these memories from your home, eventually it's just drywall and wood. And not only will you allow me to burn it down, you might help me to do so. The communist has always, every single place he has taken power, he has always destroyed the history of that nation. Incredible histories, too. The Soviets, when they took over, they tore down so many wonderful, amazing parts of Russian history. And they started renaming all the streets, Lenin Street and Stalin Street. They're not even creative about it. Mao, this might be the most heartbreaking one for me as a history lover. When Mao's communists took over China, do you know how old China is? How long they've had these massive civilizations in China? Thousands of years. Pre-Christ, thousands of years. Huge, amazing, technologically advanced civilizations in China. All this wonderful stuff. And Mao's communists, honestly, they ruined most of it. The grave of Confucius, that famous philosopher, was 2,000 years old when Mao's communists ripped it up. They tore down the temples. They ripped up the graves. They tore down the monuments. Why are you doing these things? Well, because if you're a communist in China, you can't have the Chinese people you want to subjugate. You can't have them proud of some history. No, we are the nation of Confucius and these temples. You must have them unmoored from their nation and their nation's history. Then you can make for them whatever future you want because they have no past. So how does it begin here? Well, of course, it begins with the Confederacy. Now, of course, again, the communist's two main tools, he's lying. He's lying to you. He doesn't care about the Confederacy. He doesn't care about slavery. He doesn't care about black people. He doesn't, none of these things actually bother him at all. He's an anti-human. He doesn't care about any of that. So he lies to you. He tells you it's about the Confederacy. Well, we got to right the wrongs of the past. So he lies. But more importantly, what's he need? What's the second tool of his? Your apathy. The apathy of normie norm. Because the truth is, now I know you're equipped, I'm not talking about you, but the truth is your neighbor Norm, he's not equipped mentally. He's not ready to defend naming a base after a Confederate general. He's just not prepped and ready. Now he's going to watch the game. He can tell you what the shortstop's batting average is this year. But you ask Norm to try to articulate why a base should not have its name changed, Norm has no chance. Because Norm doesn't understand, it's not about the Confederacy. It's about tearing everything down. Everything. That's why it started with Robert E. Lee statues, and it ended with them, heartbreakingly, removing a Teddy Roosevelt statue from New York City. Teddy Roosevelt is the New York City icon, the American icon. And gone goes Teddy Roosevelt. How did that happen? Well, they lied about what they really wanted, and Normie Norm was too apathetic to step up and realize what was happening and stop them from doing it. They understand nobody wants to be the guy who defends the Confederacy, so you'll just let them do it. Oh, okay, I guess it is just Robert E. Lee. I mean, I certainly don't like slavery. I'm not a slavery fan. And next thing you know, everything's gone. Did you know that at the childhood home of Thomas Jefferson, right now, it's obviously a historical site and has been for many, many years. Did you know if you show up there today, you can see all kinds of references to Jefferson owning slaves, but you can't find any significant showings of the Declaration of Independence, which he authored? You know why? Because of, well, it's just the Confederacy people on the right. That's why. Apathy. Apathy. Cowardice and stupidity. That's what will doom us. Don't let the communists have anything. Ever. All right. It's time for some Ask Dr. Jesse questions about moving, about wins we're getting, about bribery, and more. Now, I can't say that I would take a bribe. I can't say that I wouldn't take a bribe. But I will tell you, if I would, I would insist that it be gold or silver. You know why? Because if I'm going to risk going to prison for taking a bribe, why would I risk going to prison for money that isn't going to be worth anything in a few years? I want real value for my prison time. That's why I will insist my briber call Oxford Gold Group first so he can have gold or silver delivered to his front door. And then he can bring it to me and say, Jesse, I'm going to pay you off to do this really illegal thing. So anyone interested in bribing me or protecting your wealth, protecting your IRA, 401k, interested in any of those things? Call Oxford Gold Group, 833-995-GOLD. Get it in your IRA, your 401k, and get physical gold and silver in your hands. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
Thanks to National Oceanic and Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show during the show. We're live, baby. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I realize a bunch of people are moving or thinking about moving, and I understand that I've had a hand in that, so I do feel some responsibility to help you out. Like when I get emails like this, howdy, Jesse Kelly.
I feel like I'm about to get lectured by my mom. They use my first and last name. When it comes to New Yorkers relocating to red states, how about the unwelcome wagons? The tyrannical New York government and the other criminals might be easier to deal with than some angry, resentful red staters. Some of us New Yorkers never once voted Dem, but it will be assumed we vote Dem every time. God bless. She wants to remain anonymous, and she will remain anonymous. So let me explain something, because I've had this email, believe it or not, many, many, many times. People worried about moving, worried about getting to a red area, and automatically feeling unwelcome because of where they moved from. When I was a kid in Montana, I'm sure they still exist up there, but when I was a kid in Montana, there were bumper stickers that you would see regularly in Montana that said, keep Montana beautiful, put a Californian on the bus. They were that against people coming in from out of state. So what do you do if you're a New Yorker and you're moving on down to Tennessee or South Carolina, Idaho, Ohio, the Dakotas, wherever? You're getting out and you're worried about feeling unwelcome. Well, you're going to have to be a little bit bold. And this is what I mean. It's human nature when you go into a new environment, whether it's a new school year, a new job, whether you're packing up your family and moving to a new place, it's human nature to be kind of reserved at first while you sit back and watch and observe. But if you're moving from New York to wherever you happen to be moving to, she didn't say here, you need to loudly declare to people who and what you are. I don't want to use her name. Hi, this is Susie. Nice to meet you, neighbor. I'm Susie from New York. I had to get here to escape that Democrat hellhole. You will go from being a pariah to welcomed with open arms like you can't even imagine. And I live in a red state, Texas, where people from New York move all the time, and there's never animosity ever the second you find out that person believes what you believe. The apprehension comes with the term New Yorker. And look, it's not just New Yorkers that go through this. Like I said, Californians go through this. People hear it and they automatically think Democrat. They don't understand how red, you know, outside of New York City is in New York and Albany. They don't understand it. So you have to be a little bolder than you have been in the past. I will put it that way. You've got to get out in front of it and let people know I'm one of the good guys. Now, Michael brought me something, and I've been debating whether or not I'm even going to bring it up. You know why? Because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and there's actually good news and fun questions, and it's something that's aggravating. So June 6th is coming up. And I know you know how important June 6th is, because that's the day the Anti-Communist Manifesto comes out. No, quit. Stop. I'm serious. That's obviously the anniversary of D-Day. And for those asking, no, we did not release the book on purpose on D-Day. I wish we had, because that would have been really cool, but I don't have that kind of foresight. So no, we didn't do that. It was just a total accident. Yeah, that's right, Chris. I should take credit for it. We released this book to honor our veterans in D-Day. Right, anyway. But D-Day is obviously an important day in our nation's history. Would you like to know what the FBI is doing that day? Leaked communications via the FBI. Tuesday, June 6th at 11 a.m., you'll be happy to know the director of the FBI and everyone, either virtually or in person, they will be meeting in the Bonaparte Auditorium. That sounds very nice. Will they be meeting to honor the day, June 6th? Honor our veterans? No, they won't. Now, they do have a very, hold on, look, making sure I read this right. They do have a very special guest coming, and they are going to honor this guest, and they're going to honor some people on this day. Who? Oh, I'll tell you in a second.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/body and soul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So on June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day, the FBI director and FBI agents, they will go down to the Bonaparte Auditorium. And those who can't attend in person, they will attend via webcast. And who are they going to bring in to speak on this day of days? Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis. Now, maybe you don't know who that is.
That is the dude who, he's the gay dude who's been pictured with the pentagram, I believe it's called, the Satan star. It's tattooed on his body. And he's the one the White House brought in to head up the monkeypox task force. And they're all going to join in the Bonaparte Auditorium at the FBI for the Out and Proud celebrating LGBT plus diversity in the U.S. government. And that will address the importance of LGBT plus visibility in the government and the healthcare industry. So on June 6th, when you are tearing through your copy of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, what, Chris, when you're honoring the veterans who fought on D-Day, the Satanist will be giving a presentation to our FBI about why our government needs to be more gay. So that's kind of where we are. Let's just move right along here. Dear leader of the anti-communist movement, I've been thinking about this for over a year. I obviously don't support communism. I learned about ESG 2 years ago, basically when Coke went woke. I was really mad because I'm a Coke addict. He said the legal kind, unlike Hunter. As time went by and more companies began to go woke, I learned how the Black Rocks would keep their businesses going even with boycotts. I'm not condoning corporations for going woke, but there is something to be said for security. If you sell out and do what you're told, you keep your cushy job, get big incentives for pushing the desired talking points. I like to think that if I had millions in the bank, I'd tell them to go pound sand, but the lure of money is a very powerful magnet. I can see why they fold like cheap suits. What would you do if you were offered enough money to support your family and enough to provide for your future grandchildren? Would you sell out for financial security for the next few generations of Kellys? To be honest, I probably would. It would eat at me, but with the state of the country, I would do anything I could to ensure my kids have the means to survive. His name is Scott.
Okay. Well, this is a difficult question to answer, and here's why. I don't think that there's a way to answer this question that doesn't make you sound like a braggart or some kind of person bragging about virtue, how virtuous they are. And you know, that's not really my thing. I've never claimed to be virtuous. I've never claimed to be good whatsoever. But I do not sell out ever under any circumstances. I don't do it. I won't do it. I would rather die than do it. That's me personally, though. For others, I will say this. I understand. I understand. Yes, I know, Chris. Yeah, Chris said we've been asked and offered large amounts of money. And yes, we have. And we said, no, we do not do it. We won't do it. I believe in this country. I believe in what we talk about every day. I don't just do this for radio. I was doing this a long time before they paid me to do it. I believe all the way. And the fact that we don't have enough of those people is what's killing us. But I do understand. I do get it. As you mentioned, the allure of it. And like you mentioned, when you're talking about kids and their kids after them and their kids after them and everything going to crap around you. And when you're some CEO and you have a choice, you can choose to wade into a hornet's nest and get stung a lot and lose millions of dollars. Or you could just kind of do the easy thing. Let's just throw up the pride flag on our logo. We'll fly it out in front of the corporation. I mean, yeah, the right will get mad for a couple days, but in the end, that $30 million bonus check at the end of the year makes that a lot easier. It's not realistic for me to think that enough people will stand up to that. And that is really on top of the boycotts that we're doing, and we're being very, very successful. So please don't stop, and please don't roll your eyes, and don't listen to those weenie, do-nothing losers on the right who tell you it's gone too far and we're doing it too much. No, keep going, keep going, keep going. But it's also why we need to attack the racket itself. My buddy James Lindsay talks about this a lot. We have to go after the Black Rocks, the State Streets, the Vanguards, the financial giants who are on top
who are pushing all this stuff. They're the reason corporate boardrooms are filled with committed communists now. There's an article today from the New York Post inside this. In fact, I want you to read this article. I'm not going to read it on the air. I think it's lame radio. But if you're interested, the article is titled Inside the CEI System Pushing Brands to Endorse Celebrities Like Dylan Mulvaney, That Tranny Guy. It's the Corporate Equality Index. It's overseen. See, I know these are a bunch of groups. Don't let your eyes gloss over. I'm going to move on for a second, okay? You know about ESG. You know about BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, these big financial institutions. We've already talked about them before. But what you need to understand is the Human Rights Campaign is behind a lot of this. They're a gigantic gay lobbying group. They get, of course, surprise, surprise, millions of dollars from George Soros and his group. Why? Because Soros wants to burn down America, and you need all this pride crap to help you burn down America. This group, they give scores to corporations. So I've started the Jesse Kelly Cheeseburger Restaurant. Of course, it's a gigantic hit because I make the greatest burgers on earth. Somebody comes knocking at my door. Hey, Jesse, it's June. I don't see any rainbow flags in here. This needs to change. And I say, sorry, not interested, not doing that in my store. They say, okay, all right. They go to their corporate equality index, and I get a failing grade. And then, I don't know, some nut job Republicans and Democrats decide to shut down the country in the name of a virus, and I have to close the doors of my restaurant, and I've got bills to pay, overhead. I'm close to going out of business. So I walk down to the local Bank of America, and I say, hey, Jesse Kelly's Burgers, we need a loan. I got to stay afloat here. They say, oh, okay, good. I'm glad you came in, Jesse. Hang on, let us just pull up real quick your corporate equality index. I see you got a... Oh, Jesse, I'm sorry. It looks like you were given a failing grade. We are not going to be able to give you a loan at this time. Sorry. Best of luck. That's how it works. That's how the racket works in this country. And I again... It's a very informative article. I just gave you the concept of it, so you don't have to. But I think you'll find it very, very revealing to understand why you're seeing what you're seeing. These corporations, they have their corporate boardrooms full of communists. Also, they understand that there's this mountain. Remember, between BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, they control 20 trillion with a T, 20 trillion in capital. What does that mean? That means if you're a business, large or small, there's this vast ocean of money. And you, if you have that good corporate equality index score, you can have access to that money. That's a nice pool of money, isn't it? Need a loan, need some help, need this. Look at all this money. But without that corporate equality index score, sorry, you're not allowed in this pool. You got to go somewhere else. We must begin at the state level because the feds are too pathetic to stop it. We must begin at the state level to attack this racket. Red states, there should already be a coalition of red states forming to go after these companies. And they are somewhat. This is already happening against companies like Vanguard, West Virginia, and Texas, and Florida, and other states are already beginning this coalition. But that is the path forward. And that's why you're seeing a lot of what you see. All right. Back to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. How do I like my chicken? The Anti-Communist Manifesto. Someone's mad about Trump and curious about Gettysburg and more. You know what I'm curious about? I'm curious why you think there's actual nutrition in that brown dog food. Do you know anything that's brown that's alive? Brown plants are dead. Brown leaves are dead leaves. What color are the leaves that are alive? They're green. Dog food is dead. They kill everything in it so it'll last longer on the shelf. You're feeding your dog. We feed our dogs empty calories, nothing but empty calories. And then we wonder why they die at 11. And their last 2 or 3 years, their hips hurt and their coat got bad and their breath stunk. And we don't give our dogs any nutrition. What would your life be like if you didn't have any nutrition? Pour some Rough Greens on your dog's food. Nutritional supplement, all natural, from naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. Watch your dog's digestive issues go away. His coat gets shiny again. Breasts stop stinking. Your dog's not as lethargic. Free Jumpstart trial bags. Free. All you pay for is the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or you can call 833-33-MY-DOG.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's check in on the real president, Jill Biden.
I've visited red states and blue states, and I found that the common values that unite us are deeper than our divisions. And I thought you might clap for that.
Lady, if you have to ask, it's not a good idea. Let me just give you all a heads up on something. Because everyone has to speak in front of someone at some point in time. We make our boys do it in front of the family. If you got a school presentation, nope, sit there. Nope, stop fidgeting. Stop playing with your hands. Speak up. Slow down. So we work on it. But when you speak in front of people, I've seen so many people do this for whatever reason. Family, school, work, whatever.
Don't ever, 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 under any circumstances, request applause or request laughter. I've seen it done more times than I can count. It never comes off right. It just sounds bad. I thought you clapped for that. Well, you're stupid. You should have come up with a better line if you wanted someone to clap. All right, Jesse, how do you like your chicken cooked?
I don't know. Medium well, I would guess. I like it fully cooked. I'm a big fully cooked fan. If you're asking the best ways I like chicken, well, I like fried chicken because I'm a freaking American. I've told you before about this garlic wine chicken the wife makes. Oh, it's so good. I actually got the recipe. I got the recipe what, Chris? I have it. I got it from Buck Sexton. Why doesn't everyone hit up Buck Sexton? Buck Sexton's the one with the recipe, everyone. Hit up Clay and Buck and tell Buck to stop being shady and give out his recipes. I'm not the source of this. I got it from Buck. Anyway, this garlic wine chicken. Oh my gosh, it's so good. But I also like blackened chicken, chicken sandwiches, chicken strips, chicken nuggies. I like wings. Wings might be my favorite. Yeah, I like chicken a lot. Jesse, he says, devil dog and world famous author. Well, it's official. I got my copy of the Anti-Communist Manifesto today that I pre-ordered months ago. Hold on. He goes on to say, after months of waiting, I finally got my copy and busted out laughing when I saw the picture in the back cover. Oh yeah, I forgot. You wait till you see my author picture in the book. It's great. Anyway, the tweed jacket and pipe with the hat was exactly what I imagined. The quotes on the back had me laughing even harder. I can't wait to read it. Hold on, Chris, Michael, why are people getting their books? It's June 2nd. A shipping error? Are people getting books already? I thought it came out June 6th. Why am I the last one to know? So people can get them now? Okay, well, I guess your book might show up any day. Go to jessekellybook.com and order it, because apparently they're already sending the thing out. How does that work? How do you have a release date? This is not the first one of these I've gotten. I thought the first guy was messing with me. I guess people are getting these. Oh, cool. Anyway, he says, thanks for all you do, and if the book is anything like what you deliver on your shows, I will finally be able to forgive the 41s, those are Mortarmen, by the way, for all the times I had to grab an awkwardly long tube or one of those heavy base plates on a long hump as the Mortarmen fell out through the 11 ranks. His name is Chris. Semper Fi, brother. That's awesome. Okay, I'm really weirded out. We need to find some details. Why do people have books already? That's crazy. All right, let's move on. We're moving on. I didn't want to do any more dark stuff, but we have to do something dark really quick, okay? Maybe we'll get to some more with some Ask Dr. Jesse questions later, but we have to address something. We have a new, well, we're going to have a new head of the CDC. Her name is Mandy Cohen. I'm going to play you the audio of this lady. This was when she was part of North Carolina, not the CDC, but virtually the same role. And I just want you to understand that what you're hearing is a monster. Now, she doesn't know she's a monster, I'm sure. I'm sure she thinks she's a good guy or whatever. But this is a subhuman monster. And we're never going to be able to fix this nation until these people go to prison. And I'm not saying that to be over the top. I don't mean fired. I don't mean resigning in disgrace. These people have to start going to prison. You ready to hear the voice of a monster? We have monsters who lead this country. This is the new head of the CDC.
So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to, but, you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was we're like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we.
Look at all the livelihoods I destroyed with the stroke of my pen. It's so funny. That human being has to go to prison. That human being, she doesn't know she's a monster, but she needs to sit for a public trial. She needs to hear the witness testimony of all the lives she's destroyed with her power-hungry mania. And then she needs to go sit in a dark cell for days and days and years and years and years on end. And she needs to stare up at the ceiling and she needs to wonder why it all went wrong. And more importantly than her, other would-be tyrants who laugh about people losing their livelihoods, who laugh about crushing people with their power, other would-be tyrants, they need to see her go to that prison so they will be afraid to do the same thing. The problem we have in this country is our tyrants are not afraid. Our tyrants are emboldened. Our tyrants keep getting promoted. Our tyrants keep getting rich. Therefore, we're producing more and more tyrants and more evil tyrants than the ones who came before him. That's the truth. This is the voice of evil.
So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to, but, you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we.
She's got to go to prison. A lot of people do. Health people, politicians, FBI agents, people in government have to go to prison or we can't save the country. All right, enough. Let's go back to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Oh, someone has a Civil War question. That's always spicy. Civil War, Major League Baseball and Pride Month, and bagpipes. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's katiecouric.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.